This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, ESPN2. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. You can join the conversation, 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. Good morning, Jay. Good morning, Key.
How you doing, man? It's early.
Dak Prescott today, I'll tell you what, man. This dude, he's taking some, I would say, friendly fire, but it's anyway, it's coming from inside the house.
Hi, Jay.
What up, Key?
Key wants to slow it down.
Yeah, slow down the play. You're trying to go right into the fast break.
This is not the two-minute drill at the start of the game, Max.
Why not? Score quick.
Let's get some dribble handoffs.
Have him playing from behind.
Do you think this is the air raid or something? What do you think?
So, Key, I'm thinking about for Valentine's Day with the wife, thinking like some chocolates, you know, some flowers, maybe do like a nice dinner, something like that. To answer
Max?
Your question before.
What's Valentine's Day?
Oh, are you one of those?
You're one of those.
We made up holiday.
So you don't do anything?
For Valentine's Day?
You do nothing for Valentine's
Day. What are they going to do next? It's Ground Day.
Groundhog Day?
Yeah, it's Air Day. It's when they're just coming up with days
National
to sell you
Siblings
cards
Day.
And flowers and stuff. And then, by the way, folks, when that day comes around and we're selling you flowers, we suggest you patronize our sponsors.
Yes,
then
that
it
is correct.
Very real.
Exactly.
But wait, Max, you said it's a made-up holiday?
Yeah.
Isn't every holiday a made-up holiday?
Yeah, a lot of them are, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'll take my stuff on Father's Day and stuff like that. I get it. The kids come around. Hey, Daddy. But, like, you know.
Well, why? You don't tell
made
the
it
kids?
Up.
I'll take my stuff on Father's
yeah,
Day.
Yeah, you know.
So
like,
you're
very selfish.
You're definitely a taker, not a giver.
What do you think? I'm getting great stuff on Father's Day, guys.
Yeah,
I think it's about the quality of stuff.
In other words,
you'll take it, like, you'll play along with it. It's nice because the kids, like appreciate you. But come on.
You don't get quality stuff from your kids. You don't get quality cards, quality coloring.
I just can't with this dude.
That's not quality to you? What is that?
By the way, I'm not into pageantry, period. You could save all the parades and the things. Who needs all the formality and pageantry? I don't need it. That's right. Never did. Okay. Wait, big waste of time. What else do you want to know today?
You just killed the whole vibe. You know, Key and I were happy, and now we're just
What are you doing for your wife for Valentine's Day, Key?
I have really no idea. That's why I was asking Jay.
He'd be asking me the most random stuff. Hey, Jay.
I'm trying to steal your ideas.
I'm like, what? What are you doing for your wife for Valentine's Day? I was like, Key, it's not even February yet.
Yeah, but you got to think about it because if you don't or you miss on it, there's an opportunity that you miss on your extension to marriage. So,
that's serious. Valentine's Day is that serious? Extension.
Man, you know how it goes, man. Social media, magazines, internet. They see all the, the whole house full of flowers. And if Jay doesn't do something or we don't do something, it turns into what Denise got and what Diana got. And oh my God, I can't believe Jay knows, right?
I know.
So and so.
We don't do anything fun anymore.
Did you see what Pete got so and so? You know, it's all. So you got to just be prepared, Max.
What's the nicest thing you ever got your wife for Valentine's Day, Key?
Why we didn't get to
probably nothing majorly nice.
It doesn't have to be expensive. I'm saying nice.
Most thoughtful.
When you were like, yeah, I did it on Valentine's Day this year, right?
Oh, yeah, I ain't never did nothing like that.
It's just a matter of purchasing good things, like expensive
stuff. It's simple stuff, man.
Yeah,
it's the thought that counts. Yeah.
Because then if you feel if you do something really nice, and the next year you got to updo what you did the year before, you get into this challenge.
Folks, it is January 24th, in case you're wondering. Valentine's Day is way off. Don't worry about it. People listening to the radio going, wait, is it February? What's the date today? No, 24th of January. So now that we have bantered and said hello and warmed up in the morning and –
Yeah, had a sip of our coffee.
Had a little coffee. I feel like it's a good time to talk about the Dallas Cowboys. What do you guys think?
Sure.
Yeah, we're 4 minutes in. Why not?
Why not? Let's do that. Micah Parsons. I mean, if you're Dak Prescott, yesterday it's like, hold on, the social media, it's coming from inside the house? The social media team is taking shots at me? Come on. Right? Like, your own team's social media is taking shots, like real shots. And then the next day, what's the next new? You know what? This will die down. The next news cycle will come. I'll be all right. Micah Parsons. I mean, listen to what Micah Parsons says. The best player on the Cowboys. This is from Sunday postgame.
You take away from the things, I think we held them to one touchdown. You tell me you holding, we come in this game and holding them to under 20 points, and if you take away the turnover points, you holding them to under 15, you win the game. So I really want to say that. I think everybody left it out there, but they made bigger plays.
Key, you know what? I don't think Dak Prescott's getting Micah Parsons anything for Valentine's Day. What do you think? What I mean, like, what isn't he blaming Dak there?
He's bringing attention to the struggles of the offense, and Dak Prescott has to be a part of. He happens to be a part of the offense. Now, let's say it. Let's clean it up a little bit. Let's just not say he's pointing the finger solely at Dak, even though he is mentioning the turnovers and who turned it over. Can we do it that way? Is that a better way of couching it? I would say.
Yeah.
But we know he's talking to Dak. But he's talking around Dak's name, and Dak's the guy who turned the football over, right? I've been in that position at the podium after a game where I had a tantrum, and I act like a child, as Pat Costello would say, when I was, you know, visibly upset, Jay, at the fact that we were turning the football over and lost the football game. And I didn't mention any names. I just simply said we're turning the football over. Well, he was the only person that turned it over. So who the hell you think I'm talking to?
Today I am going to stand up for Dak Prescott. The Dallas Cowboys, you guys are whack. You're whack. I'm going to go back to the tweet that was sent out because I'm not even going Micah Parsons. Like the tweet. Dak Prescott gave away the ball twice in the narrow loss to the 49ers in the matchup the Cowboys had a chance to win if they didn't generate self-inflicted wounds.
This is from the Cowboys.
This is from the Cowboys' own Twitter handle. What are we doing? Like, I'm disgusted. I'm appalled. And I feel like
– I know it's supposedly be from the Cowboys' Twitter handle. I'm just asking. Is it really from them, though? They didn't get hacked. They didn't. Somebody didn't screw it up.
It's from their official account, and the picture is of a Dak looking at an iPad with his head down, looking miserable. And I'm like, what are we? This is not a team sport. Like, this is an athlete right now. Is why I wouldn't rock with the Dallas Cowboys, because there is no I in team. How many times have we heard that, Key? Like, there is no one player that is bigger than the team. So if I'm getting lambasted by media members, if I got people burning my jersey saying, screw you, Dak, and I got the same record in the playoffs as Tony Romo, I'm like, okay, well, that seems harsh. But now the harsh criticism comes from internal, and we know how social media works, Key. This has to be passed up levels. There's no way people, like, above this have not seen this tweet and did not okay it.
I wonder,
so, like, what are they doing?
You know, I mean, man, I'm always trying to figure out what's behind it. I wonder, you know, I just wonder if, and I'm probably wrong, but I wonder if the Cowboys social media is independent of the organization.
No.
It's like an outside deal. Mm-mm. No, the only reason why I say this, because something always comes up with the Cowboys social media, whether it's removing somebody from a calendar or promotions. It's always a video. It's always something. And it's just hard for me to believe that internally, the individuals that's running the social media site,
though, you know, it could be one person going rogue there. That's possible.
No, yeah, it's very, hey, look, it's very possible. Very, very. But it always comes up, Max.
Yeah.
Every year, somebody in the Cowboys social media doing something that you go, I've never seen an inside organization
from a Cowboys fan point of view, Jay. I want to push back a little bit again. I understand from your perspective, from an athlete's perspective, I think it is messed up, right?
I mean, it's not wrong.
From a Cowboys fan's point of view, and I'm not one. I hate the Cowboys. I'm a Giants fan. But if I'm a Cowboys fan, I'm thinking at least, even if I disagree with the opinion of the social media team, like, no, you guys are putting too much on Dak, at least I know that whoever is running the social media team is a passionate fan, right? Like, that's the type of thing a fan does.
But Max.
Like, I'm so mad at Dak. And think of the amount of editorializing against your own quarterback who's under contract.
Yeah, but we're supposed to be together.
Come on,
Max.
We're a unit, dude.
It's like,
we're a unit.
If Pat Costello, who runs our social media,
throws us under the bus all the time.
Yeah, but it's not really
for entertainment purposes.
He's taking clips that we've already said things on the air and posting them on social media for those that didn't visually see it could have an opportunity to bash us, comment, and disagree with us and act like kids. So I get that part. But what if he took that video and he just called us a bunch of whatevers, right, and just went on some sort of just wild deal? How would we feel? How would you feel?
That's right. The difference in sports is it's not just entertainment. There's a competitive element. And the fans are, the culture is built around winning a championship. We've sold that to the public and even the athletes. Everyone's drunk that Kool-Aid, right? They've all drank the Kool-Aid. And so the most important thing in the world is not making money. It's not taking care of it. It's winning a championship. It's not being great. And if you don't win a championship. So they are zeroing in on the quarterback, and they feel he's the reason they're being held back. And I'm not saying it's not messed up, but I'm saying from another point of view, a fan might be like, all right,
fans can think whatever they want. I'm telling you what happens inside the locker room, and that's where fans aren't. So when that comes inside the locker room, when I see the organization do something like that, we're doing that to our own? It's like leaking stuff. It's like when stuff gets out in the locker room and somebody leaks information, like, where is that coming from? What does that do to the locker room? I don't trust y'all no more.
It's like anything, though, man. And you know this, Jay, and to a degree, you know it, Max. They know the pulse of each individual player because they're around them in the team. They know if they did that to Michael Parsons, that he probably will walk down the hallway, knock on the door, and approach them with a different conversation. Where Dak Prescott, on the other hand, he's just going to brush it under the rug and not say anything. They know. They know. That's why they do these sort of things. They know that he's not even going to push back on it. He ain't going to say nothing.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see if there's any discipline, if there's any reporting about
if I'm
someone
Dak Prescott,
on that social media.
I'm going to give you the discipline.
I'm going to say something. And I'm going to say something to the public, too.
On that social media team, if no one's disciplined,
absolutely,
if there's no reporting around that, that gives tacit approval from the organization about what happened.
Exactly.
And then you start thinking, oh, wait a minute, maybe this goes higher.
The fact that it just came out lets you know they had approval from the organization.
That not necessarily.
Max.
Yeah, now I'm with Max. Not necessarily. They may just do it.
But let's see what the fallout is.
Why would you ever do that? Why would you ever do that? Why would you?
You think it's cute. You're on social media.
What about that is cute, though, Keith?
As Herm Edwards say, don't push sin.
Everybody in the world is criticizing Dak Prescott. Why do you need to do that as your own organization?
Because I think it's cute.
Well, that's dumb cute.
Someone pressed send, and now the question is, does anything happen to them? Is there any discipline? And if there's not, it looks like the organization is approving of the tweet.
It's whack.
We want to hear from you. Are the Cowboys starting to tire of Dak Prescott? And also, by the way, is it more or less likely after all this turmoil, or all the turnover, I should say, in Tampa, that Tom Brady returns next season after Jay? Is this from FanDuel?
Whack, whack, whack.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Tall in Knoxville. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
How tall?
Yo, what's going on, bro?
What's going on?
What's going on? Listen, I want to say this about Dak Prescott real quick and the social media thing and the Michael Parsons. Everybody know that loss was on Dak Prescott. Yep. If somebody don't just tell him the loss was on him, I see a problem with that. Two, I got a problem with the way Dak Prescott is handling these press conferences. Everybody was on Russell Wilson. He showed no emotion. Dak shows no emotion when he goes to the press conferences. Last question, guys. Why isn't there any narrative about Patrick Mahomes getting over the Joe Burrow hump? I appreciate y'all.
I think that's about to happen if Joe Burrow if Joe Burrow pops Mahomes again. Oh, that's about to happen.
Yeah, it's simmering, as they like to say. Mm-hmm. It's about to go full blast as soon as Sunday comes.
It is set up, though, too, because Patrick Mahomes had a hurt ankle going against Joe, who's won 10 games in a row.
No doubt. As soon as I heard about the hurt ankle, I agree with the bettors there. Like,
and he may not do anything on the field the whole week, too.
But I think he's beat Patrick Mahomes three in a row, right?
Three in a row.
Undefeated.
Two regular and one post.
Yep. And now with a high ankle sprain, that's not a cupcake right there. Like, that's a hindrance.
Here comes the yeast key. Here it comes.
Jay.
No, it ain't. But you know what, though, Coach? It's not yeast because of Joe Burrow. He ain't, see, I know we got Dak and all this, but the fact that he ain't packaged up like that.
Oh, no, I get it. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't, it's real.
They didn't give him credit for stuff he didn't do.
There's nobody trying to sit up there and put the towel over your face, Jay, and go, woo, see that? No, it's right there. They don't need to. They can just remove the towel, and you see it. You know, it's right there in your face. Mm-hmm. He's really good.
He's him.
Yeah. You know, Jay, I think that one of the things that really gets under your skin, it seems to me, about the Dak Prescott thing is that if the social media account is doing it and you've noticed a pattern where it's they kind of sneak it out before and nothing changes, there's no reporting about, hey, Jerry Jones upset at the social media account, then maybe Jerry or someone high up in the organization – is using the social media account, the teams, to send messages to Dak Prescott.
Well, I'm just telling.
Right? It was like that before with the offensive highlight video, right, during his contract time. It was the same thing. Like, he was just not in the highlight video for the Dallas Cowboys. Like, hold on, this is your starting quarterback. And now the night of the game after you lose, when you know the rest of the world is coming down on the Cowboys.
Do you think that could be Jerry doing that himself?
I have no idea who this is. I know there has to go through
Jerry got a flip phone.
If he wants to say something but doesn't want his name on it.
But that has to go through some layers, though, Key, up top. That just doesn't go out. I'm not saying it goes all the way to Jerry Jones.
In the end, he's responsible for that social media account.
He's responsible because he owns the Cowboys. Right. At the end of the day, he has bigger fish to fry, so to speak. He doesn't have time to be worried about some little small social media tweet. He doesn't have time for it.
But that's a big fish.
They're not going to go to him and be like, hey, Jerry, you think I ought to put this out?
Yeah,
imagine, Max, if the Tampa Bay Buccaneers did this to Tom Brady or the New England Patriots did this to Tom Brady because he may decide to retire or something. Imagine. Right. See what I just did? Let's go. Yep.
Or the Green Bay Packers do it to Aaron Rodgers.
It's funny that Key brings up Tom Brady, because it just so happens that Tom Brady was on his podcast with Jim Gray. Mm. And listen to Jim Gray on the Let's Go podcast, and of course with Larry Fitzgerald on Sirius XM. You're going to hear Jim Gray ask Tom Brady a question, listen to Tom Brady's response, and tell me what you think.
Tom, you're leaving everybody guessing. You said you'll take your time. Do you have any type of a timetable as to what you might want to do regarding your football career?
Jim, if I knew what I was going to fucking do, I'd have already fucking done it. Okay? I'm taking it a day at a time.
I sense you're antagonized by the question.
You're scratching.
It's only the question that everybody wants to hear.
You're scratchy. I appreciate your asking. Thank you.
What do you think?
Is that real? Was that real, or was that like set up?
Like ahead of time? No, Tom Brady's like, listen, you ask me about this, I'm going to get mad.
No, that's Jim Gray. You know, you work with him, Max, I think, in boxing, right?
Jim Gray and I worked together, not really together, but we were on the same broadcast once, Pacquiao Mayweather.
Oh, okay, my bad then. I thought.
But I know Jim. I know Jim from a, you know.
Yeah,
from the
that's
industry.
Jim and his, you know how Jim is, man. Yeah. He asks questions and you'd be like, huh? But I think at the end of the day, it sounds awkward, Jay. It just sounds fake.
Yeah.
Because Tom cursing doesn't even, it doesn't sound right.
Well,
so,
Tom curses, but like if it's Tom's podcast, how does this work? He like, let's be honest.
We've worked with podcasts other than ours.
Well, I've been on a lot of podcasts before, and I've seen podcasts with high-tier athletes. Typically, like, all right, I'm probably going to ask you these questions beforehand. You know that you're going to be asked certain things, especially when the podcast is coming from your production company. Come on.
And when Tom Brady curses on a podcast, even though he curses in life, as many people do.
Doesn't sound right, though.
So that's got to be intentional. That's not like, you've really got my dander up, and now I feel like cursing.
I didn't see this one coming, Jim.
Something to present a certain point of view publicly, right? Anyway.
But I believe he is undecided, but I don't know, man. I've gone through this exercise in my brain about the last 3 years with Tom Brady. I just can't anymore, right?
Miami. Miami makes the most sense depending on where Tua is.
Miami makes a really – okay. The AFC East, two teams, the Jets and Miami, both make the sense to me.
Yep.
Unless there's some weird San Francisco 49er, Brock Purdy – you know, wet the bed here in the NFC Championship game. And they say, this kid needs two more years. I got Tom Brady on the short one. I got Aaron Rodgers on the short one. Let's make a move in San Francisco. Otherwise, me personally, if I was him, New York, then Miami, if I was Tom Brady.
And the reason is,
he's got family in both. Plus, he's Tom Brady. You're in New York. You can capture the audience, you know, the whole deal.
Championship defense, but the offense and Miami may be the decide. All right, look, the two teams with the most pressure on them this season, I think easily, especially going into the playoffs, Cowboys and Bills. In fact, I would say Bills then Cowboys, but those are the two. Which team has a better shot? I'm not saying either one makes it. Better shot to make the Super Bowl next year. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
I'm the smartest guy in the box, so I like that too.
Keys Real Rankings.
Keys Real Rankings.
These rankings are brought to you by Dell for your small business needs. Call a Dell Technologies Advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. It is Keys Real Rankings. These are teams eliminated from the playoffs with the best shot to make the Super Bowl next season in order 1 through 10. Key, what you got?
You hear that, Jay? Dell, computer, smart. You got that?
Got it.
All tied to my real rankings, buddy. Number 10, buddy. This is all about it. The real rankings teams eliminated from the playoffs with the best shot to reach the Super Bowl next season. A lot of things factor into the equation. Sitting at number 10, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Okay, so they got rid of Byron Leftwich, a number of other guys on the staff. Now they're waiting to find out what Tom Brady wants to do. Now, if I'm Tom Brady, offensive line, not very good. Defense, suspect. New staff, new offense. Not sure I want to rebuild all over again. They sit at number 10. Let's see what happens. I don't think it'll happen, but let's see.
Number nine,
the Minnesota Vikings. So what happens in Minnesota? They fired the defensive coordinator, moved on from him. So now all of a sudden they want to retool that defense because we saw that meltdown against the Giants. You look at Kirk Cousins, what are they going to do with him? Are they going to extend him? Are they just going to let it expire? We know their offense is great, but here's what I would say. The Chicago Bears got money. They got draft picks. They're going to get better. We know what the Detroit Lions is. Now the Green Bay Packers are just waiting around for Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, he owns the Minnesota Vikings just like the Chicago Bears. He'll probably be back in the division. And if he's back in that division, Minnesota's going to be tough. I know they had a great season this year, but can they really make a run to the Super Bowl with Kirk Cousins? They sit at number nine.
Number eight,
a head scratcher, right? Brandon Staley loses to Jacksonville. Points the finger at the offensive staff, gets rid of the offensive coordinator, gets rid of the quarterback coach. Seems like the quarterback was playing pretty damn well. But, again, after the playoffs loss to Jacksonville, 27-0, that was the defense. That wasn't the offense. They gave you 27 points. You can't hold on to that lead. But guess what? Joe Lombardi gone. They sit at number eight. Team eliminated from the playoffs with the best chance to win next year Super Bowl.
Number seven,
the Miami Dolphins. The health of the quarterback is most important here. I can agree. Jay may disagree. Maybe he'll agree with this one. Tua, healthy, the Dolphins make a strong push at playing in the Super Bowl. We're not crazy. We saw it with our own eyes. When he was in, they looked like a different team. When he was out, they looked like a way different team. So if he can come back healthy, this team sits at number seven with a chance to make it to the Super Bowl. Yay,
Jay. Number six.
Geno Smith and the Seattle Seahawks. All they're going to do is get better. Geno's going to get better. More familiarity with being the starter again next season. If they bring him back and pay him and give him a little bit of a bump. If Daniel Jones could get some money, how come Geno Smith can't? They're only going to get better. The defense is only going to get stronger. They got to worry about the San Francisco 49ers because the Rams and Arizona, in my opinion, in that division is done.
Number five.
The G-Man. The New York Giants sit at number five. Daniel Jones, are they going to give him a long-term extension? Or are they going to franchise tag him? Or are they going to let him walk? That's a mystery. Doesn't seem to be that way. Saquon Barkley gets his money. Once they put all that back together, they'll make a strong run. Just based on the division alone, they're the second best team, in my opinion, right now. Because I looked at the debacle that the Dallas Cowboys put out there. If you say to yourself, Philadelphia, the Giants, the Cowboys, and the Commanders, the Giants are right in the thick of things. Go out and get a big-time receiver. They sit at number five.
Number four.
The Jacksonville Jaguars sitting at four. A weak division. They got an opportunity to make some hay. Indianapolis, the Houston Texans, and Tennessee. And this is the best team. They won the division. They're only going to get better. They are a young nucleus with a new head coach that completely changed the culture around. They have a chance to make a strong run, get one of those top seeds, and get back into the playoffs. And try and make the Super Bowl.
Number three.
The team that I just talked about a minute ago, the Dallas Cowboys. I have them sit at number three because what I believe is that Jerry Jones is smart enough to realize I got to figure out how to keep Dan Quinn. Whether they move on from Kellen Moore or not on the offensive side of the ball doesn't seem like they're going to do it because if they were going to do it, they probably would have done it already. If he gets another job, I think they say, okay, good. We still got McCarthy on the side, on the staff to run the offense if we need to. Dak Prescott is the problem. They got to fix the interceptions, which I think you can. I've seen quarterbacks in this league for a very long time be turnover prone, and all of a sudden they fix things, tailor things down, and they become much better. The Cowboys sit at number three.
Number two,
the Baltimore Ravens. After Lamar Jackson get this $300 million, $250 million of fully guaranteed money from the Baltimore Ravens, the Ravens will be right back in the thick of things. They were in the mix with Huntley at quarterback. Imagine a healthy quarterback in Lamar Jackson coming back with a big-time receiver like a DeAndre Hopkins, a Michael Thomas, and an OBJ all compared together. I try to get all three of them if I can. If I'm the Baltimore Ravens, make a strong run. They're sitting at number two.
Number one.
And the number one team heading in to the offseason, out of all the teams that was eliminated that has a real shot at reaching the Super Bowl next year, is the Buffalo Bills. They get Von Miller back healthy. That solves the pass rush issues on defense. They get the secondary back healthy. It eliminates people pushing the ball down the field against them like the Cincinnati Bengals, Stephon Diggs and company. And then Josh Allen finally gets the monkey off his back. And he becomes a different type of guy opposed to all the yeast and the hype, preseason MVP. I don't want to hear any of that mess. The preseason MVP should only come down to three guys next year, in my opinion. Jalen Hurts, Patrick Mahomes, and, of course, Joe Burrow. Yeah. Outside of that, don't tell me anything about any MVPs. Don't tell me anything about the Buffalo Bills is going to run shop on the AFC. They got to do it. And I think they can do it if they put their minds to it. They sit at number one.
Yeah, I agree with the list of I wouldn't put Hurts first, but I would say Mahomes and Burrow and Hurts are the three best quarterbacks in football. I think that the Chargers are too low. And then I like where Jacksonville is. I agree.
Chargers don't even have an offensive staff, man.
Well, okay, I understand you're but like they
still have the core pieces.
They do. Although they are the Chargers, man. They'll figure out a way to mess it up, right?
That's why they sit at eight.
With your list, Key, you are ready to anoint beautiful haired Trevor Lawrence as the chosen one, and him arriving. You know, we had the whole conversation around, has Trevor Lawrence arrived? So we're saying that there are
Doug Peterson,
top four
man.
Team with Doug Peterson, the pieces they have. That's what you're saying, right?
Well, no. What you got to realize, Jay,
okay,
is teams eliminated from the playoffs with the best shot to reach the Super Bowl next season. Teams eliminated.
Okay.
From the playoffs. This isn't teams that we just say is going to the Super Bowl. These teams are in the playoffs. They got eliminated. Now they got the best shot out of the teams that's eliminated. They don't have a better shot than Kansas City, a better shot than San Francisco. You know what I'm saying? They just got a better shot of these group of teams.
Live. The Jags are live as hell because, like, when you got it, it all comes down to coaching. Like, don't put too much on
the
quarterback. Coaching quarterback, that's the whole game.
So, in other words, Jay, if you took these 10 teams and this was a 10-team playoff format tournament, this is the teams that I think.
Okay, yeah, I'm okay with that then.
I just wanted to clean it up.
You know, I got to say, I think it is the right list. I think the Giants may be a little bit high, actually, and I'm a Giants fan. But
no, they're not. One of the things you got to realize is think about the offseason. Don't just think about the current team.
No, I know. I just think they're – well, anyway, my point is this. You're probably right even about the Chargers, too.
No, I am right.
But the Chargers, I want to be better than they are, right? Like, I look at all the pieces and I go, they ought to be really, really good, and they're only kind of good.
If you agree with Key's list, call me.
888-SAY-ESPN. No, do it. Let me hear you do it. Put all the yeast
on
it.
Oh, man, go.
888-SAY-ESPN. If you agree with Key's list.
Don't worry, it'll be on Twitter soon.
Keyshawn, Jay Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
The Dallas Cowboys, you guys are whack. I'm going to go back to the tweet that was sent out. Dak Prescott gave away the ball twice in the narrow loss to the 49ers in the matchup the Cowboys had a chance to win if they didn't generate self-inflicted wounds.
This is from the Cowboys.
This is from the Cowboys' own Twitter handle. What are we doing? Like, I'm disgusted. I'm appalled. Like, this is an athlete right now is why I wouldn't rock with the Dallas Cowboys. It's ridiculous you see that up there for the Cowboys.
Hey, can we check the Cowboys' Twitter account, see if that tweet is still up against Dak?
It's still up.
And you know what that proves is they're more interested in the clicks and being talked about. And if that was Philadelphia or Baltimore, I'm just telling you, like, that would not happen. And that's it's unacceptable. If I was a player right now, I'd be pissed.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, that is Mike Tannenbaum, ESPN NFL front office insider, of course. Yeah, before we get into anything else, go ahead.
If I was the GM, I'd walk down the hallway. That would be down 10 seconds.
Thank you, Mike.
It's unacceptable. It's we and us. And when things go great, it's because of the players. And when it goes wrong, it's on us. And your quarterback, you should have his back unconditional. Let the rest of the world pound on him. But, like, you should know that your facility, your organization is a place of comfort and support. And you want to have hard conversations. You close the door, you hold players accountable in a very sort of confidential way, and you move on from them. But you don't put that out when you have a couple million, people following you.
No, for sure.
Yeah, it's really unacceptable.
I wouldn't even need you know me, Mike. I wouldn't even need you to walk down there. I'm going to walk down there my damn self, and I'm going to tell the owner, and I'm going to tell Stephen Jones, and I'm going to tell Jerry Jr. I'm going to say whoever that is. They need to be fired immediately.
Yeah,
I'm gonna flex my $40 million a year muscle.
But Key, on top of that, it was the night of the game.
Yeah, now, and J-Well, I would give them a pass on that. Like, maybe they were traveling, whatever. But the fact that they never took it down is unacceptable.
I'm not giving them a pass, though. Mike, they've been doing this every year to this kid. Yeah,
right.
Thank you.
Yeah, the other thing I would do, though, is I would say, like, all right, you want to know what it's like, whoever it is, whoever hits send, like, I'm going to put your name out there publicly.
Exactly. Does it mean anything to anyone that the caption underneath the picture is Dak on loss to 49ers, quote, unacceptable, 100% on me?
Well, that's the difference between Dak Prescott and someone like Zach Wilson. Oh. Dak's a real man, great leader, holds himself accountable. That's why he's so well-respected. Dak's a good quarterback, played poorly, needs to play better, but to have his own team call him out is so unacceptable.
But what I mean is,
I can explain it to you.
Yeah, again.
No, it means nothing. You know why? Who the hell reads fine print on Twitter? Nobody. People read headlines. So the first thing you look at as you're scrolling through is nobody goes down to, oh, wait, is that DallasCowboys.com, Dak on loss, 49ers, unacceptable? No, you go, Dak Prescott gave away the ball twice in a narrow loss to the 49ers. In the matchup, the Cowboys had a chance to win if they didn't generate self-inflicted wounds. And a big picture of Dak with his head
That
down.
Sounds like something in the newspaper, not something on your own team's social media account.
Thank you.
Right.
Yeah, it's
wait, Mike. So this is what Jay is very upset by it, but the fact that it hasn't been taken down.
Yeah.
You said if you were the GM, we know who the GM is.
Yeah.
And it's his team. He's responsible for it. Is this Jerry Jones at tacitly or otherwise calling Dak out in public?
It's very disappointing that somebody, one of his inner circle, somebody in the personnel department, everybody in the building knows it's out there. They can't. There's millions of people. Despite yesterday is a very busy day. Players are leaving, talking to coaches. Some coaches are having interviews at the place. But somebody should have the wherewithal to say, like, well, wait a second. We want to be an organization beyond reproach. We want to be a first-class organization. We want to take care of our own. This is unacceptable. It's one thing for, again, let the rest of the world criticize Dak, but we don't need our own Twitter account. And what it stands for, it just stands for we're going to put the debate and we're going to put the attention above what we are as an organization, and to me that's really disappointing.
Key, and by the way, when someone says, like, why is it still up there because of the clicks, listen to this. The surrounding tweets around that tweet, 318,000 views, 374,000 views. I'm going to skip that tweet and go to the next one, 333,000 views, 291,000 views. Guess how many views that tweet has?
13.8 million.
0.9 million. 13.9 million. You want to know why the tweet's still up? Because Jerry Jones is a businessman. This is the kindest explanation.
See, I don't think that that's the case, though, Coach.
Okay, then it's Jerry Jones talking to Dak Prescott.
But much like Mike just said, there's a lot going on 24 hours removed from a game.
that, much like I said, they're so small.
48 hours now, Key, it's still up.
Well, I don't. Is it still up right as we
see it? I'm looking at it right now. Key.
Okay, it's early, man. It's early in Dallas.
But it was up all day yesterday.
I promise you, they take it down today because now the noise is going on. We set the tempo for the noise.
Yes, but that's the point. We gave Jerry press for the team.
But like, but it's not about the press, man.
But guys, here's the point. Like the four of us are making. It's 6:52 on the East Coast on Tuesday before the Final Four. We haven't talked once about Joe Burrow, Jalen Hurts, San Francisco, these great games. We're talking about a freaking tweet of a team that was eliminated.
Yes!
So but how
yes.
you go? So how
you think,
are you?
Max, realistically, that Jerry Jones at the I don't think this goes all the way up to the top.
I don't think this tweet reached all the way up to the top. Oh, he's aware of it.
I think it's more systemic
now.
He might be aware of it, but Jerry didn't. Jerry ain't.
He didn't tell anyone to take that down. Mike Tannenbaum, if he was GM, would watch it soon he found out about it.
They're not going to bother right at that minute that they post that. They're not. He's got, man, that dude got a million things going on right now.
I think it's more systemic of the franchise, like in the way they think. Because this has been an ongoing thing, and that's the problem. Because if I'm Dak now, right, and I hope that Dak has the gall to go to somebody and curse them out on this. Like, I really do. Because if
I'm Dak, I don't trust
anybody in the front office now. Oh, okay.
I'm
the one that came to the podium and said, that's on me. That's all there should have been out
given
there.
That, should but they gotta, draft I mean, a quarterback, Mike? While they have a good one, should they look for a great one?
Yeah, absolutely. Either this year or next year, he has 1 year left of guaranteed money. And look, that doesn't mean you're moving on from Dak Prescott, but you want to have insurance. And the other thing we've learned about Dak, guys, is durability the last couple of years has been a problem between his foot and his thumb. So, absolutely, now that the season's 17 regular season games, I would definitely look to acquire one either this year or next year. And because, look, I think he's a good player. He's clearly somewhere between 8 and 15. He played great against Tampa Bay, and 6 days later, he made two awful decisions, and that cost him the season.
Yeah, I certainly would look for another quarterback for the future because you get this guy. Let's say it's a second-round guy getting for 4 years. Let's say that they just make a bold move next year, and they take a guy in the first round. Now you got to admit that the Cowboys are probably going to be a playoff team again next year, whether it's a wild card or a division, and you draft a guy because, much like Mike just said, you're preparing for the future. It's not like Dak Prescott is 25 years old. Everybody's not playing till they're 40. It's just not going to happen. I understand what Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers is doing, but everybody's not going to be able to do that. And so, especially at the level that you want them to. So, certainly, I wouldn't run away from looking at a quarterback in the future.
Mike Tannenbaum, ESPN NFL front office insider, who can be seen on such hit shows as This Just In, 2 p.m. Eastern on ESPN.
And I'll be looking at my Twitter feed to prepare for the show.
Mike, thank you for being a classy leader. Thank you for being a classy leader. Glad we have some classy
leaders. Unlike Jerry Jones.
No, Mike did take that tweet down when I was playing and they traded me.
Keyshawn J. Will Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. He got two firsts. What do you want from him? Much more coming up.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn J. Will and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.